Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Abby Joseph Cohen, we will discuss this morning her phenomenal research piece on STEM education. It is a stunner. We'll get to that in a bit here. And yes, the oddities of central bank policy. But right now, Abby Joseph Cohen recalibrates for the rest of the year on the equity markets. How bullish is the bull, or are you reining it in a little bit?
Well, Tom, clearly we've had some fantastic performance in the U.S. stock market, and that means that the valuation is no longer as attractive as it was. But the presumption is that if the economy continues to grow, and we think it will, mm-hmm. and corporate profits continue to increase, you can still see a moderate gain in share prices from this level.
Is it time to be active, or do we continue the passive investment religion? What a raging debate.
It's a raging debate and something that I think may not get resolved in 2015, but it will get resolved, I think, towards active management.
Which way do you tilt? Towards active?
Towards active management.
Discuss.
Because what's happening is with all of the movement into ETFs, index-oriented approaches and so on, there are some real valuation distortions that have developed, and I think active managers will be in the best position to take advantage of those.
Within those valuation distortions, are we losing the love of the market that when we knew you years ago on Wall Street Week, everybody was addicted to that Friday evening? Are we losing that?
I think in some ways we are. And for some people, that's not a bad idea, because many people thought that they could do their own research. And Right. very often they were not very good at it. What concerns me is that the professionals who are good at it and are spending quite a bit of time looking at the details of individual companies and valuation are not being, shall we say, rewarded properly in the marketplace. And so I think that there is a pent up reserve there in terms of those valuation opportunities. And so when it does switch, I think it could be very significant.
Abby, speaking of valuation distortions, there's a pretty big one going on in Europe with negative yields. We had Bill Gross, now of Janus Capital, on Bloomberg TV yesterday, and he says the opportunity, the trade of the century, is to short the Bund. Take a listen.
Yield difference between those two securities is about 200 basis points, 200 basis points lower for Germany. So equal quality, yes, but 200 basis points lower in Germany. What does that say? It either says U.S. Treasuries are a whale of a buy, or it says that U.S. German bunds are a whale of a short. I'm suggesting, if you don't want to hedge, that the best bet is to sell the bund as opposed to buy the treasury.
Abby, do you agree with that? How do you play the distortion between Europe and the U.S.?
Well, there's a distortion as well in fixed income in general. When we take a look at the work from our fixed income analysts and look at 10-year government bonds around the world, there's not a single 10-year bond that seems to offer good value right now. In some cases, the yields are negative. In other cases, they're very close to zero. And when we try to do valuation work on bonds the same way we do on stocks, we can't find any bonds, government bonds, that look like they really offer value. What that basically means is that many investors are going for much lower quality fixed income securities. And that's a little bit worrisome because they are lower quality and there are risks, of course, of default and so on.
Or maybe at 1.9%, the U.S. 10-year is a whale of the buy. All right, Abby Joseph Cohen, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119.